We are beginning this retreat on the day that the Catholic Church celebrates the visitation of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth. It's the Feast of the Visitation. And I think it's a good example, if you want to say, of what the spiritual exercises are. Some of you are very familiar with the exercises, and some maybe not. And I suppose you want me to tell you what they are, but I'm not going to, because it's better that you find out what they are by your making them, or better, by receiving them, or better, letting them make you. People come to prayer or to a religious experience, a retreat, conference, and we are quite accustomed to wanting to know something new. And the new is going to change us and make us a bit different and make us a bit new. We would like that, and we think we're making progress because we have received something that's different. And I'll be better and different because this is new. And as you know, some of the people whom Jesus taught really got excited. This is new. We like this. Well, be careful about the new. It's flattering to our intellects to comprehend something new. That is true. It's exciting that you once understood that 2 times 3 is not 5. That's 2 plus 3. No, 2 times 3 is 6. And that's an insight, and you say, wow, am I learning? Well, in the spiritual life, we love that. We love something new, and we think we're making progress. Right off the bat, let me tell you that for the most part, I've got to nuance this, but for the most part, our desire for progress is purely egotistical. Our sense of progress in the spiritual life, we want to know how we're doing. And I say, why do you want to know? Well, I have a better sense of myself. Or I'll know that God is close. No, you're never going to know how close God is to you. You'll never know that. You can't imagine it. So that I hope I don't tell you anything new. I hope that I can share something that will make us deeper. I'd like to be deeper than broader. I'd like to be more interior, where it can't be judged. That's what I'm after. No more judging. No more assessing. No more qualifying. We are qualified. That's what belief is about, that we are qualified. We are of quality. We are of substance because of the redemptive grace of Jesus. So we hold dear to that. This first conference then will be short, and we'll pick it up later. We have all had busy days. I had my usual Delta experience today. If you fly Delta very often, you have enjoyed the same experiences. And it's even more if you are attempting to fly out of Omaha. I don't think they like Omaha. And they don't like to get there on time, and they try to leave as fast as they can. But I had the 6:30 flight this morning, which they announced at 9:30 last night was now going to leave at 9:30 instead of 6:30, and it actually left at 11. Which leads me to begin the exercises. That it takes humility to be surprised. You write that down. That's really at the center. Because why would you not like surprise? Because we are accustomed to the controllable. And surprise is uncontrollable. So what's the opposite of humility? Is fear, maybe? It's too easy to say arrogance or pride, but it's a necessity of being in control and surprise. For a while, at least, asks you to let go. And that's where we begin with Mary in Luke's Gospel, first chapter, verse 49, where after the Annunciation, that the angel has come, and we can pray with that, and we will. She is surprised. And then she ponders, and she questions, and she doubts, and she has all the natural human reactions. But then she has a human response of letting surprise humble her. Answers allow her some control, but she doesn't get answers that are quantitative. They're relational, you see. You will receive something. And she believes it. The spiritual exercises are about deepening the relationship that God has with us. Not our relationship with God. Our relationship with God is not a product of our spiritual effort. It's a result of allowing surprise. It's a result of letting go of productivity, of qualifying myself by the usual cultural way. I qualify myself by quantifying myself. I am what I do, I accomplish, I produce, and that's who I am. And I enjoy who I am because I enjoy pointing to something that I did. The spiritual life is not something you did. It's something that you receive. And receptivity here is a surprise. And Mary was very surprised, and she had the humility to allow it to be surprising. So the exercises of St. Ignatius start with our being as receptive as Mary, and they move through this questioning and pondering and testing and taking time with it, but it ends up, and this is an important aspect in the spiritual life, intimacy. Is only intimacy when there is a resultant fruitfulness that comes from it. Okay? And so pregnancy is something that's trusted. A woman who is pregnant doesn't know it immediately. Mary didn't know it immediately, but she believed it. And she trusted it. And the first fruitful experience of her pregnancy is her visit to Elizabeth. And that's what the Feast of Visitation is about. But the exercises are being humble enough to be surprised and intimate enough to be fruitful. To live a life that is oriented towards not being better than anybody else, but better for everybody else. To be instruments of creation, instruments of qualifying people by how we are intimate with our lives so that we will be intimate with them to the degree to which they allow it. And following Jesus in his life of intimacy. And he was a surprise, as we will see. He was a surprise, moving people's hearts either to acceptance or rejection. And the people, as Mary, who were humble enough to receive, received even more urging for fruitfulness in their life. Go and be fruitful. So that the mandate to Adam and Eve, before Adam and Eve, that things are to multiply, that creation is to multiply, is intensified by Jesus. That we are to be fruitful and multiply the presence of Jesus. That's it. And the exercises are a way of letting go of any image that is false to the creative love of God. Any way that I have decreated myself, form myself by what I do. It's this. It's you'll know a little bit about spirituality when it is more likely that you will respond than react. That react is instinctual and responsive is relational and patient and receptive. Reacting is, I want to be in control of the situation. Responsive is, I will receive this situation and I will receive my part in it. Well, there's a tremendous freedom then that the exercises, any exercise that asks us to be the body or the spirit to be free. But we have to let go of what's unfree in us. That's true. And Ignatius did it. And we're always experiencing our unfreedom, little unfreedoms, little invitations to hold on to ourselves, to control the situation. Now that's a tension, and we'll talk about that. That's a tension. The spiritual life is how we live with the tensions of life influenced by what we believe. Spiritual life is a real life. It's real living. It's not piety only. It's prayer and everything examined and all these things. Spiritual life is a living with tension caused by what we believe. We believe that God is active. But then we relate as if God is indolent and waiting for us to beg him enough and then God will do something. No. It's really living according to what we believe. God is active and we are the receivers. But all this we'll get to, but I just wanted to orient us a little bit of, and we'll come back to Mary as a model of a person making the exercises.